The two finalists in the race for Milwaukee mayor aren't taking any breaks ahead of the general election in April. Chuck Kornbach reports on new action in the contest between Cavalier Johnson and Bob Donovan.
Acting Mayor Johnson finished first in last Tuesday's mayoral primary with 42% of the vote. Donovan was second, 20 percentage points back. But Donovan showed over the weekend that he isn't conceding the April election. The former 20-year Southside alderman told a conservative group in West Allis Saturday that he's the outsider in the mayoral contest.
I stand before you today to shout from the mountaintops that I am not at all satisfied with the status quo in the city of Milwaukee, and neither should anyone else.
Donovan also tangled with Johnson Sunday during a joint appearance on WISN-TV, charging that Johnson is overpromising that a large number of recently hired police officers will soon be out patrolling.
This community has been misled into believing that we've got 195 or 200 cops, as his ad says. It's just not true. They're not going to be out on our streets.
Johnson responded that he backed funding for the officers who will eventually be assigned to patrol.
We're working on plans today for this moment, right now in 2022. That includes police. It also includes violence prevention. It also includes earlier interventions in the lives of young people. It's a comprehensive plan, and it meets the moment for this time right now, 2022.
Johnson also said that as Common Council president, he worked to obtain a federal grant that just led to putting 26 new police officers into neighborhoods.
African Americans, Asians, Latinos, men and women, to serve the city of Milwaukee.
The two candidates also discussed the amount of money being spent in the mayor's race. Johnson has raised several hundred thousand dollars, but has also been getting outside support from a group that may be connected to former Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele. Donovan urged Johnson to tell more details.
It may be legal, but it's just not right. It's not moral. It's not ethical. I'm asking him to be transparent and tell the citizens of Milwaukee who is funding your campaign and what are they asking in return.
Johnson called Donovan's tone unfortunate.
If you look at the fundraising that we did, my own fundraising, we raised about $350,000 alone. I have said, my campaign has said, that every person who contributes to a campaign or supports a campaign should be listed. I want that. But I'm not the one that controls the laws at the state level. That's something that you've talked to the state legislature about.
Donovan has put money into his own campaign and has raised some, but is far behind Johnson. Donovan joked in West Allis on Saturday that every dollar matters.
Help me make a difference. Take a lawn sign. Contribute what you can. If you take a lawn sign, if you live in Milwaukee, they're $5 a piece, so please.
According to the editor of the website, wispolitics.com, campaign money may continue to be an issue for the former alderman. J.R. Ross says Donovan seems to have chosen a lane as the conservative law and order candidate.
Well, one, there aren't that many Republicans in Milwaukee, period. Two, some of the people who'd be receptive to his message, i.e. cops and firefighters, have largely left the city because of the drop in the residency requirements a few years back under then-Governor Scott Walker. So there just aren't the people there.
Now, Ross says sometimes issues erupt that make an election more competitive than many people predict. And Ross says miracles do occur. But even if the mayor's race goes the way many think and Johnson wins, Ross says that Johnson's hope for help from Republicans controlling the state legislature to pay for things like more police officers may run into strong opposition.
We are looking at right now a massive state budget surplus of $3.8 billion. You have to ask yourself, do you think Republican lawmakers want to do more to help Milwaukee, or do they want to put that money into cutting taxes?
Ross says former Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett had a difficult relationship with Republicans in Madison, and so it's possible for a reset with Bob Donovan or Cavalier Johnson. But if not, the two finalists for mayor will be campaigning for the next 5 weeks on the promise of help that isn't coming. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.